Okay, Attorney Henderson, when he says follow the law, this is where probably the one time I might agree with Congressman Jordan. When you read the Wisconsin law, it makes it really difficult to not find or difficult to find Rittenhouse guilty. Isn't the problem the laws, the way they're written, that make us vulnerable? And when I say us, the American people, sure. But certainly black people.
Okay, so Jonathan, here's the problem when we start talking about the laws that relates to the Rittenhouse case. It's not simply the law on the books. It's the law that was provided to the jury for them to use in deliberation.
Right.
The law that they had to use during deliberation was actually more forgiving than you would think with regard to reaching the right result in this case. But here's the problem, and it's a structural problem based on the way the case was tried. The prosecutors assumed they could prove that Rittenhouse conduct was reckless, and they assumed that this law of self-defense was never going to come up because he's breaking curfew and he's wrongfully carrying the assault rifle. And if those two things are true, he doesn't get the instruction on self-defense, so you don't have to worry about it. You have people who don't understand the law of self-defense or actually how it should have been applied in this scenario. Had it been properly applied, I think you could lead to a different result.
And go ahead, Rem.
But I also think that we need to have federal law on self-defense. We are upon 2 or 3 months from now, the 10th anniversary of Trayvon Martin. Mm. We still have not legislated on a federal level about stand your ground, which is now in many more states.